how to listen to the whispers
of the Holy Spirit right now. Father Paul Canariato is the pastor of Church of the Assumption, Emerson, New Jersey, helping us fine-tune our spiritual ears. Good morning, Father Paul.
Good morning. It's good to be with you again.
It's so tough to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit because we fill ourselves with so much noise that when those whispers come along, sometimes we question them.
Yes. Well, you know, as I've said before, you know, as I said, silence is the key to opening ourselves to hearing the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus is always knocking on the door of our hearts. The Holy Spirit is always looking out for our greatest good. And I think our we have to really be open to that. It takes an intentional consciousness, shall we say, to tune out all of the noise that is around us. It could be inner noise within ourselves, all our worries, anxieties, fears within ourselves. We have to learn to tune all that out and really ask the Holy Spirit to come in and be the Lord of those areas of our life where we are worried and fearful and anxious about within ourselves. And, of course, all of the different stuff that comes to us from the outside, from others around us or from, you know, the television or the radio or different outside sources. I think that there has to be a conscious effort to tune things out. That's the first step, I think, to fine-tune ourselves to listen to the Spirit.
Why do you think we're so afraid of the silence, Father Paul?
Well, silence can be kind of unnerving to us because we don't know what to do with it. I think a lot of times people just don't know what to do with the silence. Silence can be awkward. Silence can be uncomfortable. But I think that for us who are believers, I think silence is a great opportunity. It's an opportunity to say, okay, well, what's the Holy Spirit saying to me today? Does the Holy Spirit want to say something to me? Well, the fact is the Holy Spirit always wants to speak to us. We've got to tune him in, and we have to be able to listen for his voice. We've got to be open to that idea, the reality that the Spirit does want to speak to us, and ask the question, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me today? In that moment of silence, it can be a great opportunity to hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to our hearts.
And maybe we also have to stop ranting and raving a little bit to hear God's voice and to stay a little bit closer to him. We're so busy complaining in our culture that we don't have room to hear God's voice.
Absolutely. I think that that's the thing. You know, we have to, you know, I think there are a lot of things that can upset us today, a lot of hardship going on today in the world. And it's very easy to complain. It's very easy to rant and rave about stuff and be very upset, and get ourselves very upset. But I think that God wouldn't want that for us. And he wants us to be peaceful in his presence and to really let the Spirit guide us. I think these days, more than ever, we need the Holy Spirit to guide us one moment at a time, one day at a time. You know, the Lord wants to work with us. And if we want to work with the Holy Spirit and cooperate with the Spirit will always lead and guide us to the place we really need to be when all is said and done. But we've got to be open. We've got to be aware of, you know, how God would speak to us. He comes to us in so many ways. Sometimes a word somebody will say to us or something, an inner word within ourselves that he might be saying to us. But we've got to listen for that. And I think we have to again, just be silent and then let the Spirit speak, and the Spirit will speak. And, you know, we know it's the Spirit because the Spirit always speaks in a fruitful way. And you kind of know, if you've been praying a while, that it's the Holy Spirit and it's not just your own inner voice.
Mm-hmm. It's the trust in that voice of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the whispers of the Holy Spirit. Father Paul Canariato, our spiritual director this morning, is the pastor of Church of the Assumption in Emerson, New Jersey, in the Archdiocese of Newark. And we're curious about you. When have you heard the voice of the Holy Spirit? When have you heard those whispers of the Holy Spirit? You've had that Elijah moment. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. If we get the number out to our own radio program here, how did you learn how to trust the voice of the Holy Spirit? What did it sound like in your life? 888-914-9149. Let's talk a little bit about trusting that voice of the Holy Spirit. Does the Holy Spirit speak in my voice, in my language? How does the Holy Spirit communicate with us that we trust that message?
Well, it's an inner voice, and usually, I know, like for myself, my own experience of it is that I hear my own inner voice But I know it's not me. I know it's the Holy Spirit saying within me, be patient, listen, stop, go, you know, different admonitions to me, in a sense. And so, you know, you have to just be able to realize this is not just my own voice. This is God speaking. Because there's a wisdom there that's there, that's present always. When the Spirit speaks, there's always a wisdom there. It's a voice that speaks with wisdom, encouraging me to do the right thing.
And the right thing, and to keep you away from the wrong thing as well, and listening to those whispers of the Holy Spirit. You fine-tune our ear, Father Paul. Thank you so much, Father Paul Canariato, and listening to the whispers of the Holy Spirit. Father is the pastor of Church of the Assumption in Emerson, New Jersey.